Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is overcoming feelings of inferiority. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Five Ways to Overcome Feelings of Inferiority, written and read by Jessica Van Roekel. For you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, my soul knows it very well. Psalm 139, verses 13 through 14. A mere look can send daggers through our hearts or send our hearts soaring on the heights. Words can crush our hopes and dreams, or give them wings. The two combined can create feelings of inferiority or feelings of empowerment. Our words hold immense power. I know the thrill of life-giving words spoken to me, and I know the death knell of words designed to kill, whether from someone else or the words I speak about myself. Inferiority fills us with feelings where we feel less than valuable or worthy. It pierces our hearts and can become a complex we struggle to overcome. It stands in the way of walking in our new God-given identity as heirs and beloved by God. However, God heals hearts and leads us nearer and nearer to His heart as we place our wounds in His gentle hands. We can take these five steps to overcome the crippling influence inferiority holds in our lives. We can praise God for our gifts, talents, and abilities. Inferiority tries to tell us that there is nothing good in us. It whispers we are talentless, so we view ourselves through the foggy goggles of negativity and nod our head in sad agreement. Praise and thanksgiving clear the lenses, and we begin to see ourselves through God's eyes. Maybe you like your smile. Praise God for it. He gave it to you. Or you are physically strong. Thank God for that ability. When you praise God for your gifts, talents, and abilities, no matter how small they may be, you recognize His hand in your life. You are His, and He has good plans for you. Another step we can take is to thank God for His transforming power. A surrendered life becomes a transformed life. When we surrender our feelings of unworthiness and allow God to untangle our negative perception of ourselves, we experience transformation. We see that the gifts and abilities He gave us are designed for His purpose. We share our smiles, our strength, and our joy over what He's doing in our lives and pass the hope we have in Christ to others. Inferiority doesn't have to trap us in a cage, but God can set us free. Then obey God's leading. When we cultivate an awareness of the good that God placed within us, and experience His transformation, we begin to obey His leading. God's word is filled with instruction. And as we put off the attitudes and behaviors that hinder our spiritual growth, we uncover the power of obedience. Feeling inferior creates a negative thinking pattern. But when we choose to think about whatever is noble, pure, and excellent, as instructed to do in Philippians 4:8, we walk in obedience. We can become an intercessor. There is power in praying for others. James 5, 16 through 17 talks about confessing our sins to one another and praying for each other so that we may be healed. Inferiority is a wound that continues to bleed, but when we confess our struggles with it to a trusted friend, we take the first step toward healing. Praying for others points our attention away from the vacuum of our struggles create and develops an awareness for other people's troubles. This awareness leads to compassion, which leads to actions of kindness and gentleness toward others and eventually toward ourselves. Finally, encourage others. It's so easy to focus on the negative. We tend to point out what someone did wrong rather than recalling what they did right. We lose sight of the good that is in us and others in our society's pressure to do more and be more. A timely word of encouragement can stop the inward negative spiral and propel someone forward. Intersecting faith and life. When we feel inferior, we reject the truth found in Psalm 139, 13 through 14. We wrestle with how God made us, focusing on what we don't like, rather than seeing how wonderfully God made us. The next time you look in the mirror, find one thing to praise God for. Then thank Him for the work He's done in your life so far. When your thoughts skitter into the negative, redirect them to whatever is true, lovely, and of good report. Turn your thoughts to others by praying for someone and speaking encouraging words to them today.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app, so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Looking for ways to stay positive? Brighten your day with the free Story Behind podcast. Hear weekly short stories that showcase true joy, love, and hope. Listen now at lifeaudio.com or by searching for Story Behind wherever you get your podcasts.